expected winners and some expected struggles. But yes, they did win. This is the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast. We talk about the football game of Survivor, trying to find a winner each week, which means we're talking about all the games in terms of the spreads most likely to win. We also talk about who may or may not cover, some totals, some money lines, some trends. Get out of it what you want. I enjoy doing it. Brandon Legal Group sponsors this podcast so I can have some fun doing it. Patrick Everson in the VegasInsider.com weekly column monitoring the NFL odds and totals and money lines is very helpful as well. Patrick Everson is a tremendous follow on Twitter X. I highly recommend it. We're recording this 3 o'clock Eastern time on Monday, so before week 13 ends with the Browns and Broncos. So Broncos are off week 14, one of six that are off in week 14. Yeah, with Baltimore, Houston, Indianapolis, New England, Washington. There's some teams there who've won some games, so it's going to make it a little more difficult because, right, the only real bad team in that group is New England. So that leaves more bad teams out there to navigate around this week with some good teams removed. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. A quick reminder, as a paid non-attorney spokesperson, I am here to remind adult males residing in the state of Florida that continue to pay permanent alimony that permanent alimony has not been law in the state of Florida since July 1st, 2023. You cannot personally just stop making permanent alimony payments, but Brandon Legal Group can help you legally with the possibility of reducing or eliminating future financial obligations. For a free consult, visit BrandonLegalGroup.com or call 813-902-3576. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. The Thursday night game is good. Dare we say potential – you know what? Yeah, potential NFC title game preview. Now, the Eagles are going to have something to say about this, and there might be one other, but Lions hosting Packers, Lions minus 175 on the money line, just over 3.5 on the spread. Lions still with just that one loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers much earlier in the season, blew a big lead, but held on. Thanks to the Waterloo moment for Matt Eberflus with the Chicago Bears, and potentially something we look back at if Caleb Williams doesn't develop into the generational quarterback some said he was going to be, as an important moment there. But the Lions keep winning close games. In this space a week ago, I did talk about how I expected it to be more likely that the Lions and Chiefs would both struggle or one would lose, then both would win by double digits and cover the number. In the end, Lions and Chiefs both won, both did not cover the number. I'm feeling that this is an important spot for the Packers, whether it's a statement game or Josh Jacobs has been very good recently. Again, they're good in the month of December. I think LaFleur is a better coach than Campbell, in terms of being a play caller, a teacher of offense. He's made some bad game management decisions in the past. Remember not going for the touchdown and a field goal that made the NFC title game, what, a 5-point game rather than 8? Who cares at that point? I don't see the Lions or Packers being much of a survivor play this week. Lions were just used on Thanksgiving for some that were saving them or used a couple of weeks before against the Jaguars when supposedly Doug Peterson was on his way out. But personally, I think the Packers are a live dog here, getting 3.5. Total is highest of the week, 51 and a half? Yeah. Another reason why I'm looking at Green Bay here. Lions are not going to go into the playoffs 16-1. They're just not. 15-2, maybe. Not 16-1. Vikings at home against Falcons. Vikings are right there also in this top-heavy NFC North with three playoff teams. Vikings winning some close games. More close games you win, more close games you're going to win. Falcons are messy. Really, the last couple months, other than two wins against the Bucs, not a lot good going for the Falcons. Kirk Cousins is not playing well. This is his return. Dare this be a game where, I mean, at what point do the Falcons consider, you know, they can still win the division. They're tied with the Bucs in record, but they have the tiebreaker. But we're five games to go. And Cousins' numbers aren't good. Bijan Robinson's numbers are good. Falcons' defense, should be better, but still struggle to get the pass rush. But I like any defense with Jesse Bates. Vikings just getting it done. They have the better head coach, the offensive play caller. Justin Jefferson's not scoring touchdowns, yet the Vikings are still winning. I like the Vikings here. The Vikings could get some survivor action here. Five seems. I like the Vikings laying five here. I do. Giants hosting Saints. Yeesh. Saints laying five on the road at New York for survivor purposes. This is not a touchable game. Drew Lock looked terrible against the Cowboys. Last time we saw Drew Lock, wasn't he leading the Seattle Seahawks to like a victory in a primetime game? Where was that Drew Lock? Maybe that just shows you how bad this Giants team is overall. Saints lose Taysom Hill, but still have Alvin Kamara. They competed with the Rams before losing. So yeah, I get that the Saints are favored here, but I don't have much interest in this game. Very low total. Lowest total of the week? Yep, 40 and a half. Oh, next game is the lower total. 40. Titans hosting Jaguars. Titans a modest 3.5-point choice against the Jags, who rallied to cover and cost me on a single game parlay where I had every other leg correct against the Texans. Trevor Lawrence probably going to sit this one out. Yeah, Mac Jones rallied the Jags, but you know what did we see of Mac prior to that game when he was the designated starter for a couple of weeks? I mean, the Titans are tough to like. You know, they got down huge to Washington, but I think they're clearly a better team here than the Jaguars are. 3.5 seems a little low. There's still enough time left in the season where you don't do the anti-Jaguar pick against a team with a losing record. But I would lean toward the Titans here, but not for a survivor play. Buccaneers. This might be a survivor play. Touchdown favorite at home. First time the Bucs are playing a home game in a month. They've had a bye, right? They had a bye in week 10. Hang on here. Bye, or was that week 11? Yeah, I think it was bye week 11, then road game week 12, road game week 13. Raiders are a team that comes out and fights you and hangs around and then doesn't win. Bucks beating teams they're supposed to beat, it's not pretty. Defensively, they just let Bryce Young and Adam Thielen show them up. So Aiden O'Connell and Jacoby Myers and Brock Bowers could show them up. But you just feel Baker and Bucky, and now with a healthy Mike Evans, are going to do enough. So I like the Bucs here. It's a minus 298 money line, and I think you may have availability with the Buccaneers as we head into week 14. So I think that will likely be a top three survivor play. Right up there with the Vikings, maybe even more. Steelers hosting Browns. We just saw this, but we're about to see it again. Browns will be coming off a short week, going to Heinz Field. Yeah, I like the Steelers here. It's a division game with a spread more than five. Everything screams Steelers in this game. So let's put that up there as a top three-ish survivor play. Ooh, Eagles at home against Carolina. Now the line is 12. And Carolina has been lively as an underdog, a money-making underdog the last month. But with the way the Eagles play defense, as much as Bryce Young has looked better, Bryce, I don't think will continue to look that way against this Eagle defense. Hurts coming off an game. They got enough out of Barkley to win. Big minus 650 money line. So, yeah, Philadelphia will be, for people that have them, it's a hell of a week to play them this week at home against Carolina. Dolphins at home against Jets. Dolphins have been better. Jets just finding more and more ways to lose and more people to blame. So, yeah. I think the Dolphins will have some action this week. Division game, spread over five. So we've already got five possibilities. You should have at least a couple of these available in Survivor. Minnesota, Tampa Bay, Pittsburgh, Philly, and Miami. What more do you need? Well, we'll do the final few games here quickly. Cardinals at home against Seahawks. The Seahawks now have my attention. Yeah. Might be playing the best ball of anyone in the NFC West. There's still time for someone else to win this division. But Seattle looks like the hottest team. I don't know if they're the best team, but they got something going. They're a 2.5-point underdog at Arizona. It's not a survivor play, but Seattle just won this game a couple of weeks ago. I think they can win it again. If that gets to three, especially, or I'd move the line, you know, just do an alternate spread and take 3 points and shave a little bit off my my return. Rams at home getting four against Buffalo. Buffalo off the snowy win. Some spectacular plays by James Cook, Amari Cooper, Josh Allen against the Niner team that acted like they didn't want to be there. Climate-controlled environment for the Rams. Rams have gotten Kyron Williams going again. They're still learning and growing defensively. They're not there yet. I'm still a believer in the Rams. I just don't know if they're going to get there this year. You know, I thought this year they might be way ahead of the curve. I don't think they're there. Trying to think of anything that would dissuade me from playing Buffalo here. McVay against that Bills defense. Totals 49. I get it. I don't feel strongly about it, but I ultimately think the Bills will win the game. And it's a low enough number at four where that's not much to cover. 49ers at home favored, granted, over the Bears. Bears with now a new interim head coach who I guess became the He was promoted to what? Interim OC, and now he's interim OC and interim head coach. Niners lose this game, that might be it for them. They're very vulnerable here. No McCaffrey, as far as we know, as we talk here on Monday afternoon. Debo's not doing anything. Purdy doesn't look right. Bosa didn't play. So I don't think anybody's taking the Niners side on this one. Bears hang around enough where you're getting 3.5. Yeah. Not a good year for the Niners as they try to keep that Super Bowl window open for next year. Chiefs, 4-point favorite over Chargers. So here's a Harbaugh game against Mahomes. Chiefs, amazingly, in their last 14 or 2-12 against the number and 13-1 on the money line. It'll probably happen again. Yeah. Even with that lower number of those 14 where the Chiefs are 2-12 against the spread, I would imagine most of those numbers were 6 or higher. This one's only 4. Chargers without their top running back for a second game in a row. McConkey may not go. Yeah, so this feels like another the Chiefs find a way against the Chargers. And Herbert was just okay after his big first half with McConkey and then didn't have him after, what was it, a knee or a shoulder injury? I think a knee injury. He had a shoulder injury a couple weeks ago. And then the Monday night game, which some will be able to watch as if it's a in Simpsons form. Cowboys have won their last two, for what it's worth. You know, as a very mechanical, lightly used backup quarterback, Cooper Rush still wins some games. Dowdle, as expected, had a good game against the Giants. Could Dowdle do that against the Bengals? The Bengals defense, to me, I mean, it's Hendrickson, and then what else you really got going there? Cowboys getting 6 at home seems a little high. You know, I don't think anybody's rushing to take the Bengals here, who have been in the crosshairs just like the Commanders of Survivor this year. I'd actually be inclined to take the Cowboys if I could get at 6, definitely 7, more than 7 in that game against the Bengals, because the Bengals just are losing a lot of close games. And I think they know their season's done. So, a Micah Parsons hits the right couple of people in the mouth, and the Bengals may not have a plan after that. So there's my thoughts. Again, I think the top plays for Survivor purposes, Eagles, then Buccaneers, then maybe Dolphins or Vikings, and I think you can throw the Steelers in there too. What do you think? Write.todd at yahoo.com, write.todd at yahoo.com. By the way, can I just say, it's a loss, so I'm not bragging about anything. I finally played my first anytime TD Sunday parlay yesterday and got in order the Mixon touchdown I needed, the Anthony Richardson touchdown I needed, the Jamar Chase touchdown I needed. Then late afternoon, got the Kyron Williams touchdown I needed, the Saquon Barkley touchdown I needed. So Dave Canales, you know a reason why you lost that game to the Bucks? And I know Chubo didn't have a great game and he fumbled later. You had first and goal at the 7 in early fourth quarter, I think, maybe late third quarter. And you never had Chuba on the field for first down, second down, or third down, and then kicked a short field goal. I get that you want to play Jonathan Brooks. But do you realize you didn't use your best goal-to-go option, and you like to run the ball? Chuba not on the field from first and goal at the 7. First down, second down, third down. They ran Brooks twice. I think there was an incomplete pass, and then they kicked a field goal. Dave, that's one of the reasons you lost. And it was a reason I lost, too. Because Chuba was my 6th to hit that anytime TD 6-leg parlay. Should have taken Bucky. But I thought Chuba would have the bigger workload than Bucky, who competes for touches with Tucker and Rashad. Send me your thoughts. Write.todd@yahoo.com about week 14 games. Anything that's changed with spreads or injuries or player availability, factor that in on your own. As we did this podcast at 3:00 Eastern time on Monday. The Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Thank you for listening. Good luck.